Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Really fun first hour. Let's keep that going.
Oh, yeah.
Good things coming up in this hour. Melissa and I are going to get into some entertainment news in a moment here. We've also got some fun, good stories of the day for you want to touch on. And a couple of good stories going on locally and some events going on locally. And I want to get into this one if we have time, Melissa. M&M's just brought back the best flavor yet, according to their fans.
M&M flavor?
Get into that a little bit later. Right now, we kick off with entertainment news. And of course, here at WFHR, there's a handful of topics we cover better than anybody here in central Wisconsin. And one of them is Dolly Parton.
yes, we do.
If you ever wanted to own a home that Dolly Parton once lived in, you might have a chance right now. Whoa. Back in 94, Dolly bought a remote mountainside cabin in Idlewild, California for about 126 grand. And then in 2023, she donated the cabin to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Southern California.
Oh.
Everybody remember that story? Everybody? No? That's because Dolly didn't need to do a bunch of social media promotions and everything about it. She just did it.
She just did it because she's Dolly.
Just pausing the story for a second, can we just note that? That's pretty darn amazing. Not only that she did it, but that it didn't, she didn't do it and like have her publicist make sure that every news outlet was out there when she was signing the deed or something like that.
Look at me. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, just an incredible human being. Well, last July, the charity sold the property, and now it's back on the market and available for purchase. All you need is, just $768,000. That's it. That's all. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could all pitch in together. Maybe we could all just buy it together. Yeah.
Maybe.
The listing says Dolly and her beloved mother were the last to occupy this home, leaving behind decor, collectibles, and furnishings all included in the sale.
Legend. So what did the Ronald McDonald House do with it?
Yeah,
then? Did they never use it? That seems weird.
Great question. Legend has it that the space's loft was Dolly's favorite place to write and play her music and, arguably wrote some of her best songs there.
Huh.
And it comes with Dolly's personal furnishings, and that's worth $768,000 alone, they say, that the furnishing, just the stuff that is in the house.
Yeah.
And that might not even be the best part. It all comes with adorned with a guitar-shaped toilet.
That's the best part.
They're really selling that part really strong here at Americans. You can go to AmericanSongwriter.com to see pictures and see the complete article. Again, AmericanSongwriter.com. Actually, a really good website. And just an interesting article. They show some stuff here.
If I had to choose a guitar-shaped thing that's attributed to Dolly, I prefer the best birthday gift that my friend Laura gave me, which is a guitar-shaped cast iron pan that's got Dolly's signature on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Better than a toilet. Thank you, Laura.
This is just looking at the realtor.com and looking at the website or looking at pictures of this. This is one of the most beautiful homes I've ever seen, and easily one of the most beautiful cabin homes I've ever seen. It's all just your tip. It's like two floors.
So it's not just a shack in the woods?
No, it's like two floors. Oh, my God. And I want to move here right now. that is a beautiful, just the view. And it's all built in stone. So there's like stone surrounding. So it's like the opposite of a hobbit home, but with the same type of like idea. There's just you could tell that they built the house around the mountain, around the. Oh my God, is that cool?
Ooh, yeah. It is pretty. It's very, very pretty.
I haven't seen anything really like. I am such a sucker for architecture and the way they build these things. So I got to show this to my dad.
It's got a
cool.
beautiful deck around it. Ooh. And a beautiful stone chimney.
Man, that is cool.
A-frame. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That is pretty cool. Got to check that out. That is pretty cool.
You know, it's a little out of your and my price range, James.
Yeah, just a bit outside.
And it's also in California, which is a long ways away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Singing competition shows have become a huge genre, but there was a time 24 years ago when they were a relatively new concept outside of like Star Search or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's not surprising then that Kelly Clarkson was just on a podcast where she said she didn't realize American Idol was a TV show until her third audition.
Oh, wow. Well, it was early on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It may seem really silly, but remember, Kelly was on the first season of the show, and when she was taping her early auditions, no one knew that this was a show because they were literally creating the show.
Right. They were in the creation process, so it wasn't, yeah, already airing.
I bring this story up, one, because I appreciate her honesty and I like the way that she has handled her career. I don't know much mm-hmm. about Kelly Clarkson, but what I do know, I respect. And, mm-hmm. and I think she has done an amazing job of pivoting, going into talk show work and everything.
Yeah.
And her show is very successful. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, "We were like, oh, this might work. I might meet someone or whatever. Nobody knew it was going to amount to anything. We were literally mm-hmm. kids, 19 years old, just, you know, trying to pay their electric bills."
Wow. Yeah.
During the interview, Kelly also said that people were mean to her back in the day, despite her winning the show, because she was on a talent show and they didn't take her seriously.
Yep.
And she's had a lot of conversations with Jennifer Hudson and Carrie Underwood about this, apparently. I'm a little surprised that the Idol alum, you don't see more like with them doing things together, like the big names to come from that show. It almost feels like they avoid each other because of that in some ways.
Well, if they got a negative, you know, negative attention because of, oh, you're just here because you won a talent show. Mm-hmm. You didn't get here on talent alone. Well, that's not really true, especially for those early ones.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's and I hate to say that, too, because people who try out and sing on those shows are talented. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they weren't.
Yeah, I admit that younger me, when this stuff first started coming out, I found it distasteful. I didn't like it. I thought it was music industry is already, you know, pretty difficult, let alone doing something like this. What happens if, you know, record producers and everybody, they stop going to bars and clubs looking for talent and they just watch TV? I was worried about a lot of those things. You know, here we are 20-some years later and artists are still getting discovered in bars. Mm-hmm. People are being discovered even in other places like TikTok and all this. Yeah. And as somebody who has I've been wanting to act and wanting to be an entertainer since I was 7. Technically, I've only been a professional since 08. And in this small amount of time, relatively speaking, I have learned that there is a difference between being a struggling artist and a surviving artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I encourage strongly in my students, my kids, you know, have a day job, all these things while chasing down your dream. Mm-hmm. And there is no perfect way to be discovered.
No. And a lot of it has to do with luck.
For those that don't know this and, you know, wanting to be an actor, well, they tell you right away that you want to get in, you got to be in the Screen Actors Guild. Otherwise, you cannot literally do TV, movie, commercials, or anything. But in order to get into the guild, you got to have an agent. In order to have an agent, you got to be in the guild. This is literally in 2025 how you do this. Like, so that's for acting. Like the singing world and everything, if there's an opportunity for you to get your name out there and you got to, you know, eat a little crow or take some humble pie or sing some songs you don't like or whatever, welcome to the world. Welcome to the entertainment world, man. And that's what it is. There are no actors out there that you think of as a household name that their first role was their dream role.
Or subsequent roles weren't ones that they had to do while, you know, plugging their nose.
If this is what you got to do to get your foot in the door, I've told this to people in radio, you know, yeah, you got to start out. Maybe you're working 10 hours a week or something like that. You never know. You could end up like me doing this job professionally and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's not to say that you need to do unethical things.
No,
that's not
God,
what
no,
we're
no,
saying at
no,
all.
No.
We're
no.
saying that there are things with any job that you have to do that are their work.
I think that there are, especially in the music industry, there are artists out there that would think that is unethical to do singing competitions and everything. I'm pushing against that and saying, look, you get your break how you get your break. You know, like what it takes is what it takes when it comes to that part of it. Not certainly anything else. Everything else, nothing's worth that. And those things, those people are getting more and more taken out of the industry.
Well, and I would also add, having participated in some talent shows, it's oftentimes a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. And I think that's part of why it gets such a negative connotation, because that you don't get necessarily judged just on your talent. How if it's an audience vote, there it's still then a popularity contest, because a lot of those people, maybe you packed the audience. Maybe you have a higher standing in the community that you're in, and then they're voting for you because they like you, not because you're more talented than the other people that are participating. So it's I don't know, that having participated in some myself, it's kind of I don't enjoy it.
On the professional level, it's very cold-blooded, and it can be very mechanical. I have had a rough run of auditions, and I've been dying to work. I miss working. It's literally cutting. It's like cutting off my air doing this and going years without really performing and being on a stage. I can't really put it into words. Recently, I got cast in something, cut my hair for it, was all excited about it, found out last week that the project folded because the director and the writer broke up.
Oh no!
Like, what can I do about that? What am I supposed to try to get them back together? What about, you know? Okay, I don't even know these people. I didn't even know they were a couple. I didn't know any of this. I'm just talent. Like this. This is the industry. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that can happen and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, you just got to keep. For one, you don't get a chance to really feel too bad, because this is the world you chose. Mm-hmm. And we're all big, you know, big adults. We know what we're walking into. And also, if you really want this, that's the difference. It's not talent. It's not connections. It's not what shows you're on or what you didn't do or anything like that. How bad you want this.
Yep. And how willing you are to keep working at it.
Yep. Yep. That's the biggest difference between anybody out there and the people that you see in all these worlds. It's them fighting for it.
And sure, people who win talent shows aren't going to be able to continue going if they don't have talent.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at what's new on your small screen, big screen, and coming up to your theater stage. New on your small screen this weekend. Tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock, the World Figure Skating Championships.
Ooh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved watching figure skating when I was a kid. It was my favorite thing.
I love it, too. I watch it with my dad all the time. It's so much fun going from U.S. Olympic hockey to figure skating with my father, because he doesn't
different worlds.
He doesn't change how he approaches either one of these. He treats them both the same and talks about them the same. It's so much fun.
I would love to experience that.
He really gets into it. And as a side note for anybody wanting to check this out tonight, this is a bit of a preview to the Olympics. It's kind of, you know, you see a lot, if not the best in the world, a lot of the best in the world at that. A little curious about this one. Tonight on Apple TV Plus, the premiere of Number One on the Call Sheet. It's a two-part documentary celebrating the leading black actors in Hollywood. Angela Bassett, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, Will Smith, Jamie Foxx are all on it. That sounds really good. It also is going to give you a little bit of an inside look on some of what I was just talking about casting and how that can go. The premiere of Fight for Glory 2025 World Series is a three-part documentary on Apple TV Plus about the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers and Yankees from last year.
Okay.
Mid-Century Modern is on Hulu. It's a comedy starring Nathan Lane, Matt Bomer. Looks really good. You had me at Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane, right?
Yeah, yeah. Anything with him, I'll watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The World Figure Skating Championships continue on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You'll also have the Saturday Night Live new this weekend with Mickey Madsen from Menorah and Morgan Wallen going to be performing.
Oh, interesting.
And
I do hope that with the figure skating that they do pay some homage to those that died in that plane crash in Washington, D.C., because we lost a lot of figure skating world champions during that, or rising stars.
Thank you for mentioning that, Melissa.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like that story was covered enough. And part of the reason I do want to watch tonight is for that. I would put my name on it. I feel like they definitely will mention that.
Well, because that was such a, that rocked the figure skating world.
Yeah. A couple of not a lot of big movies being in wide release, but when you get a chance, I'm really looking forward to seeing The Friend. It's in limited release, but it stars Naomi Watts, who inherits her best friend Bill Murray's Great Dane after he passes. It's a story of friendship, grief, and healing. Looks really good.
Oh, that sounds good.
There is also a working man, Jason Statham, back at it again. He works in a construction after leaving his military past behind, of course, and then his daughter gets kidnapped, and you know what happens next. Jason Statham does his thing. The screenplay is actually, this is kind of cool. It's co-written by Sylvester Stallone, so Ooh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
David Harbour and the great Michael Peña are also in it, and I'm a sucker for Jason Statham movies. Mm-hmm. I just admit I am.
Yeah, he's good.
And I am very, very, there are a few movies I've been more curious about than this one. Death of a Unicorn. It's rated R. It stars the great Paul Rudd and Jenny Ortega. They are a father-daughter duo who accidentally hit a real unicorn. And what happens next? And it looks wild. It looks like a wild. I have no idea if it's going to be good or not, but it looks very interesting.
Comedy.
Yes, yes.
And that unicorn's got some big teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Jenny Ortega having an amazing start to her career. And who doesn't love Paul Rudd? I mean, Paul Rudd, man. He's great. Right. Paul Rudd actually getting the chance to do some more serious, darker stuff this year.
I was going to say, that seems like a not normal role for him, which is great.
Yeah, really cool to see for him. He's a complete actor, so it'll be good to see what he can do.
And James, I almost don't like to admit this, but this is maybe... Somebody's got to watch this and tell me if I can handle it.
Yes.
You know I don't like horror.
Yes,
and I absolutely avoid it at all costs because I have nightmares. I watch anything horror.
I will absolutely let you know. I will let you know for sure because I'll definitely be watching it. Wanted to mention in our last minutes of the segment here, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is celebrating 50 strong years. We've been having fun doing that all year long, and they are wrapping up their main stage productions with Noises Off, directed by our own Melissa Kay.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We have already blocked acts 1 and 2, which, let me tell you, act 2 blocking.
Yeah.
I have never directed or acted in a blocking sequence as difficult as Act 2 was.
Can't even imagine. Yeah.
And the fact that we managed to accomplish it in a week or a week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good. I'm so proud of the cast that I have. We're 2 weeks in. Mm. And already they're blowing me away with their ability to keep up with what I'm asking them to do. So they're doing a great job. We've got a long stretch ahead of us to be ready for opening because oh my goodness, and you're just going to be in stitches watching this show. There's so much to see. You might even have to come more than once because there's so many things happening on stage at once that you can't possibly take it all in with just one viewing.
It's
going to be so good.
It's one of our favorite things about theater. There are no reruns. Every show is going to be a little bit different and a little more fun. Cannot encourage you to check that out enough. And because of that, I think that's a really good thing to be able to bring up whenever we get a chance.
Get your tickets now because I have a feeling that we're gonna sell a lot of tickets for this show.
Oh, yeah. We want you all to come and attend, take in this great performance. It's going to be a lot of fun. This cast is perfect, and they're working so hard. Got an amazing team behind this one. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org.
First 2 weekends of May, and the set, James, the set. I cannot talk about it enough. They've pretty much finished it.
Oh, man.
Like, the foundations are done. Like, we have a working set.
It's so exciting. Oh, I cannot wait to see
this. After just 2 weeks, huge shout out to our construction crew, Jeff Friday, Pete, everybody that's been working on it. So many people helping already. It's fantastic.
Yeah, a gigantic shout out to everybody working on this, so hard on this one. Cannot wait to see it. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the show. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, how's my two best morning hosts doing?
Oh, excellent. How are you, Kevin?
Oh, not too bad. I just want to let you guys know, not to fret. Okay. This is going to probably be the last phone call for a while on a morning show.
Yeah.
We're venturing on to a new career. Today's the last day of the one I'm on right now. So not sure the availability of me for a while, but
yeah.
I'll call in the morning and give you guys a hard time, but Still happy in Playmakers, though.
As much as Melissa and I are going to miss you, man. I mean, poor Terry. How Terry's going to get through this, I don't know. We've really enjoyed you calling in. You're interacting Absolutely. With us. Your feedback and everything. Do stay in touch as best mm-hmm. you can. And
for sure.
And certainly
we'll miss you.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to hanging out with you on Playmakers and everything, mm-hmm. man. But from what I understand, this is the best thing for you and yours, and that's what matters. So we're happy for you.
Yes, we are happy for you. Congratulations.
And we still have our date. Hopefully, Melissa.
Yes, we do.
We still have our date.
Yep.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I know this afternoon you'll get a chance to talk to some great people with scouting this afternoon with Midday Magazine. So,
yeah, we've got Sam and Amy coming in for Scouting America, part of Midday Magazine today. We're looking, and Angela mm-hmm. and Angel. I'm sorry, Angel coming in as well. So Angel, we're looking forward to talking with them. Yeah.
Well, now, Kevin, I have a job for you.
Mm. Uh oh.
You need to nominate someone to take over and be our new Kevin on the morning show. Because Kevin the Cat obviously can't do it. I mean, his vocabulary is not as large as yours, so we need a new Kevin.
Like I said, I'm not going to be gone, hopefully not too long. I mean, I got to get my feet wet with the new stuff and see where it goes and make sure that we have the guys on the radio no matter what. So,
thank you.
Well, and maybe it's not a smoke break. You need a radio break.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, nicely done. And good talking with you, man. Safe travels out there.
You're the best, Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day and great weekend.
You too.
Yes, you too.
Ooh, hey, Kev, before I let you go, do you have a favorite flavor of M&M? Do you have a favorite type of M&Ms?
Ooh.
Is there... Are there? I mean, you love the plains and you love the peanut ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no flavor to them. It's just chocolate or chocolate and peanuts. I mean, the shells taste the same, but yeah. I mean, I mean, I'm classic.
Yeah,
I'm right a classic.
Classic. You really can't go wrong with classic.
No. Thanks for that, brother.
No, and you know, the peanut butter one's okay, but the classic ones is pretty much my favorite.
Right, huh? Good choice. We appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Safe travels out there, Kev. Appreciate you. That was a good call. Mm-hmm. Glad he was able to do that. And we'll talk with him again real soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
I did want to mention that M&M's is apparently bringing back one of their fan favorites here.
Okay. What is it?
They just brought back, according to fans, their best flavor yet. And it is a Easter Sunday white and dark chocolate M&M's.
White and dark chocolate M&M's.
It's got the dark
That's
chocolate.
That's a fan favorite. I've never even heard of it.
Never seen it. Never heard of it. I have no idea. Yeah. I've literally never seen M&M. Them in stores. I've never even seen them in stores. And I look at M&M's. I love M&M's. The dark chocolate part sounded really good to me, but I don't know. Yeah. I can't do white chocolate. I can't do it.
Well, see, this will be perfect for you and your dad.
Yes,
because
there we go.
You can have the white chocolate ones and you can have the dark chocolate ones.
That's pretty good. Flavors is one thing. I was trying to think of, like, they've got M&M the double chunk chocolate cookies loaded with chocolatey. Okay, that sounds really good right now. I just got completely sidetracked.
It does, but in an M&M, like, that there's not a whole lot of, I mean, M&Ms are small.
Yeah.
These flavored ones are bigger.
Mm.
Yeah, the pretzel ones, when those came out, and those came out, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Or early 2000s. Those were kind of mind-blowing at the time.
It was it was a pretty cool thing when they did do that. Yeah. They've got cream ones and brownie ones and all kinds of different M&Ms. So they don't really do too much with the flavor as much as they do with the texture and that kind of, you know, the way.
Well,
they
and
are
adding in other things.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
My favorite recent ones that I've actually bought too, is it the share size?
Yeah.
the bigger bag.
Yes.
That zipper's closed, so you don't have to eat them all at once. Melissa, you don't have to eat them all at once.
They don't go bad.
They're
going to spoil if I don't eat them all.
It's the caramel cold brew flavor, because they've got a coffee-esque flavor, and the middle is filled with caramel, and those are like evilly good. It's evil how good they are.
I don't know how. So maybe it's because I don't normally do caramel, but I will try that for the cold coffee taste. I love coffee flavored things, so I'm definitely trying these.
Because you mentioned texture too, the texture of them with the caramel in there, it does change the mouthfeel.
Oh, wow. Oh, I got to try
it. Of the M&Ms.
I love that. That's a great way to put that, the mouthfeel. That's great. That's a pretty cool. Check them out and be listening next week. While it might not be M&Ms, we may have a taste test that we're doing next week that could be a lot of fun.
Yes, if I don't eat them before then.
And as long as we're talking candy and a little bit of Easter, well, we are seeking information on Easter egg hunts.
If any
organization is hosting an Easter egg hunt this spring, please let us know. Get us the info. We'd love to be able to promote it on WFHR and WYRI.
Mm-hmm. We want to share your Easter egg hunts.
Give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300, or you can email us, info@WFHR.com. Go ahead and hit us up. Let us know about those so we can promote them on the airwaves here.
Yes, indeed.
We will keep you informed as we get to our news, sports, and partner break. Melissa and I will be back with some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more for you on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Gets me every time.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Friday. Got some fun stuff to get into right now, Melissa, and we want audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
What are you better than 80% of people at?
Okay.
Sometimes there's too much emphasis on being the best, or at least not the worst, but you really just need to be in the 80th percentile.
Yeah, I mean, that's better.
People are talking about the things that they're better at, than 80% of people, and the best responses are pretty good. and I want to hear from you out there, everybody. 715-424-2600. There is no way that I am not in the 80th, if not 90th percentile when it comes to Simpsons information. I don't like braggers, and I don't mean to do that, but we're talking about this topic, and I'm sorry, everybody, but there are a few people out there that got more Simpsons info than I do in my brain. I'm just ain't bragging if you can back it up.
Well, and I think that
such a weird brag.
It is, but it's accurate too, though. I do believe that, James.
Yeah, yes,
if I need to know something about The Simpsons, you're my first phone call.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. But also, I think that it is not a bad thing to look at it this way, because yes, we can't always all be the best, but we can be pretty darn good. And being in the top 80% is pretty darn good.
It's such a good point. And I think it's something, too. While this is a fun list, there's some fun stuff on here and some stuff that you might find serious. It really is a great note to take from this.
Yeah.
We make way too much about winning and losing. And so much is about the journey and about the, especially for certain things in life. Are you trying? Did you give it a shot? Because that's a win right there more times than not.
Right. And while it is, looked at as a sin to be prideful, it's very different to take pride in your talents and your abilities.
Yes.
And to, to use them.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with
that. We have talents and abilities for a reason. We should be using them.
We don't take the wins enough in life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We beat ourselves down more often than not. So let's build ourselves up.
And let's see how many of these you can fall into the 80th percentile with. Again, these are things that, what are you better at than 80% of people? And the comments on these are fantastic. Picking the slowest line at the store. Nobody does it better. Nobody.
It's a real judgment call when you're coming up to the lines, too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Chess, this person said. This person said, I'm not that good, but 80%, that's a low bar. I can hit that.
Okay.
Looking you directly in the face when you're talking and not hearing a single thing you said.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
It's not good. That's not good. No, that's not a good thing.
Need to work on your focus there, buddy.
Might want to work on that one a little bit. Having a very good internal clock. They don't even need an alarm clock to wake up. I think a lot of us can relate to that one.
Yeah, yeah. Or knowing what time it is in the middle of the day or at some point in the day without having a clock to look at.
That's a talent. It is an interesting talent, and it's something that I just kind of assumed, well, a lot of people on radio get this. I've actually run into a lot of people on radio that have no idea what time it is, even when they're looking at a clock. It's just kind of funny because we get so busy in this industry, and for being a time-sensitive industry, sometimes we just get caught up.
And I think that's something about our topic we were discussing earlier about being overworked and overwhelmed. There are days where I'm like, what? It feels like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh my gosh, it's 10 in the morning.
I don't think that even if we wanted to, if we had every member of our team come on the air and explain what they do on a daily day basis, a day in the life of radio, mm-hmm. I still think we'd miss things. I still don't think we'd really be able to cover what we do here. And I'm saying that not because we are the world's smallest violin for you to have empathy for it. I'm saying it because I'm positive that 90% of businesses out there and people out there listening can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, because everybody does more than you see on the surface.
Yeah.
You walk a day in someone else's shoes. It's a very good adage.
Number five on the list, handwriting.
Yeah, I would actually say that I could do that. I could be in the top 80%.
I admire people with good handwriting so much. I actually really do. I always have. I don't think that it's necessarily something that you have to be good at. But when you are, and it's natural, like you are, and people, certain people in this building are, and everything, almost everybody other than Seth and I, maybe.
Well, and there's varying degrees of it, obviously. Yeah. Like, if I put the time and attention into it, I would be in the top 80%. On an average day when I'm just jotting stuff down,
Yeah.
I can read it.
Finding misplaced commas in a sentence.
Me. That's me.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yes. Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. Parallel parking.
Me. I'm good at that.
I was going to ask. I don't believe. Actually, I think this is one of the few topics that may have not come up very much with us.
Well, I think we've talked about it before because I take pride in the fact that I am a good parallel parker. And I would say 80% of the time. Sometimes I miss it completely. But I also am good at instructing someone else to do it when I'm not in the driver's seat.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So if you need help with your parallel parking, give me a call.
That's a good one right there. Untangling things.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that one, that's where my patience really comes in, and a little my OCD, I'll admit. Sometimes you can find ways to make that work for you, not against you.
Mm-hmm. And I want to give a shout out to the lady at Pick and Save earlier this week who helped me untangle my scarf from my purse. Thank you. It was really, really grateful of you, that you helped me with that because I was stuck.
Really appreciate that lady doing that. My only catch is you could have filmed it. I mean, we really could have used that footage. It'd be great content.
No, because my phone was in my purse, and I couldn't get into my purse because I was stuck to it with my scarf.
That's rough. That's rough. Got it. Oh, that's hilarious. I'm sorry. That's a funny image. Throwing a Frisbee. Throwing a Frisbee is out here. Yeah. I could see
that.
Can
we also add boomerang to that?
Yes, definitely. That is a true skill to be able to do that. And then somebody mentioned, I have an odd talent of judging volume. I can look at a pot of leftover soup and know exactly which container to grab to put it in the fridge with minimal headspace.
I went with like volume as in loudness.
That's what I thought.
Volume as in the how to fill something.
That reminds me a little bit of our conversation just a little while ago about being able to fit things into a moving van or a car and doing it like where you get everything, somehow you manage to get everything in there.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty good at that too, of judging like which leftover container to grab to put soup or whatever in.
Yeah.
I would say I'm pretty good at that.
I am very good at, you know how you almost drop something but you catch it? I am masterful at that. I have had so many highlights in my life of where the pen is flipping, I hit it one hand, another, and then I catch it. And nobody
you have that
ever
ninja moment. Yes. And nobody sees it.
Nobody. Mm. Maybe two people have seen it in my whole life.
Sure, James, you're good at that.
This is such a wide category because I like to joke all the time about useless information, and I think it's kind of fun to have useless information. For everything we've got to learn, there's a lot of fun stuff that we just know, just to know. It's just fun.
And then useless skills, like I can untangle a slinky.
Yes. These are fun skills, fun talents, and I don't think we highlight them enough. We'll keep this topic going. I mean, you know, whether it's today or this weekend or anything like that, and you want to hit us up with these, we'd love to hear them and share them.
I am a master at stacking dishes in a rack or on a countertop to be able to fit them all.
That's a really good one. My Aunt Marion was so, like, she was a waitress for like 30 years. And I know that 90% of waitresses can do this. I just paid more attention to her. But mm-hmm. she was able to have like three plates on each arm, take an order, and then get, you know, get into the back without touching anybody or knocking anything over, while also, like, you know, yelling at people that were trying to grab her or something like that. Like, the amount of things that she could do at once, and none of these one skills are like something she could take to the Olympics or something like that, but she should have. Like, just incredible at what she was able to do. Servers are incredible yes. at what they do.
And I back that up because I have worked in that at that job. And people who are really good at it are really good at it.
Yeah, and we and don't admire
them. People
who are
not
enough.
Good at it are really yeah. bad at it.
Yes, yeah. And since I was a little kid, I am my whole family, family members I haven't talked to in years will call me up and be like, "Hey, who was in that movie that won that award last year?" Tom Hanks. It was Tom Hanks, and it was for some reason my brain has always been able to keep this stuff. I can't remember simple geometry, but you know, if you need you're on Jeopardy and you need help or anything, I can help you out in that category. Not
that
anything
category
else.
In Simpsons.
Yes.
It's we all have our unique talents and the things that we bring to our lives and those that love us. So congratulations to you, James, on that.
My father is a master at nicknames and shortening names. I literally saw him do this with a friend of mine growing up named Bo that he would call B. We want to hear yours. Go ahead and let us know. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. We'll take a quick time out. We'll wrap up the show for the week, The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James wrapping up the show for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us all week long. A big thank you to all of our co-hosts, our guests, you callers out there, our sponsors, everybody that helped make this show work week in and week out. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Get into our schedule here and talk a little bit about that. And we can't talk about our schedule without mentioning, of course, Civic Media's Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest.
Oh, yeah. We want you to win.
Yep. We're rooting for you, everybody. Be listening for this at the top of the 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. We'll give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. Go right ahead and do that and get in on the winning and the fun.
Three more chances to win today.
We'll take a break this weekend and come back and do it all again next week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And every time you text in, you're entered to win that grand prize.
Yeah. So be sure to do that. Everybody get in on the winning. We appreciate you doing that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Who doesn't want a new mattress?
Yes. We will have a great midday magazine lined up for you a little bit later today. Be sure to join us for that at 4 o'clock. We're going to welcome in Lisa Salter, resource nice. Specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin.
Oh, good information there.
Can't wait to talk with Lisa. She'll be joining us in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. And as you heard Kevin mentioning earlier today, we're going to wrap up the week of Midday Magazine at 4:30, talking with Scouting America. We're going to have Sam, Amy, and Angel in with us. We're going to be talking with them. Looking forward to it. Got a lot of great things in the scouting universe to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. And he invited me to their day in April, I believe, where I'm going to get to go out and meet the scouts and see what they're doing, and that'll be a fun news article coming up.
That'll be really good. Looking forward to reading that one. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to wrapping up Playmakers for the week. We've got one lined up for you a little bit later today from 5 to 6. Be sure to join us. Thanks to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour. Got plenty to talk about. Got the NCAA March Madness going on. Got some Brewers baseball to talk about. Plenty to get into this week tonight on Playmakers. Join us from 5 to 6 for that.
And if I want to talk to Kevin on air, I guess I got to call into Playmakers.
Maybe just co-host with me sometime. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. We should do that.
Great weekend lineup for you. It kicks off at 7 a.m. with the Sunshine Polka Show tomorrow, the greatest show of all time.
Polka Tim.
Tim does an amazing job. Be sure to check that out every Saturday at 7. Our good friends at Family Natural Foods bring us Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 a.m. The godfather of the supplement industry and so much of what we use in our day-to-day lives, Terry is at the forefront of an incredible mind and just a good talker. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Check that one out.
Very knowledgeable.
11 a.m. we have a fun hour we've been doing where we put together a best of show for our morning show. We take different segments through the week and put that together. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Awesome.
And our Sunday night lineup is only gotten stronger. Join us from 5 to 6 for Director's Playhouse. We have a great time talking to local creatives on that show. We want more artists on that show. If you're a band and you want to be on the show, it's free advertising, man. Come and join us. We'd love to have you on. Reach out to our front desk, 424-1300, or email me or us here at info@wfhr.com. Go ahead and hit us up. Afterwards, you'll have Seth Faces the Music from 2 hours, 6 to 8. Seth takes a different topic and gives you a lot of fun with that one.
He's got so much knowledge when it comes to music and artists and bands, and so it's just a fascinating hour.
One of the more unique hours of radio you're going to hear. Be sure to check that out every week. And at from 8 to 9, it's your 90s mixtape. Check out Unlabeled.
Yeah, James will bring you a great lineup of 90s music.
And I take requests, everybody. If you got a song that you want to hear from the 90s, go ahead and let me know, just like I told you with the artist, and you can direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Okay, so when I send you my full list.
Yes. Yes.
How many songs can I submit, James?
As many as you want. You go right ahead.
How many fit in the hour?
Well, I fit about 10 songs an hour. So
10 songs. Yeah, okay. That's easy. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that list. And we're really looking forward to the premiere of a new show that we have coming up this Sunday at 9 o'clock. And it'll be the last Sunday of every month. You can check out Masters of Mystery. Their host and producer Rob Young reached out to me recently and brought up this show and just seemed really interesting. The team seemed to like it, so we're going to give it a shot. It features the best mystery thriller writers in conversation with the most interesting people. This is a Midwest show, comes to us from Minnesota, and we like being able to support our Midwest. Check it out,
and
everybody.
And our local authors.
Yes.
And hear about their process of how they write mystery novels. I'm guessing. That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Find out this Sunday at 9 with our premiere episode. We're looking forward to that. A shout out to Rob, too. Great guy. Great stuff going on our weekend here. Be sure to check out our friends over at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. They got their final Friday's Spring Into Improv.
That's tonight.
It is tonight. It'll be taking place at the Shack over at 2952 Minnesota Avenue. The social will begin at 7, games at 7:30. It's a free event. It is a BYOB, and it is an R-rated, so keep that in mind. But you also have, as your host, one of the greatest entertainers we have in this state, and Steve Martin.
And you're going to have a fun time. It's you can just come and laugh and enjoy and watch, or you can participate.
Encourage you to check that out and find out more. CWAC.org, everybody, CWAC.org.
Follow them on Facebook because you'll get all the updates.
Yeah. And JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue will host an exotic pet surrender event today in Stevens Point. The event is scheduled from noon to 3 at the Holiday Inn Convention Center and offers pet owners a safe and responsible alternative to releasing unwanted animals into the wild.
Oh, yes. Please don't do that.
Please don't do that. Please take your animal, your exotic animal that you do not want, to this event. There is no judgment or anything like that. Just want the best for the animal.
Yep. And that can include plants.
Yes.
For those of us who are struggling with our plants.
Please spread the word about this event as well. Again, the JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue hosting an exotic pet surrender event today from noon to 3 at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. My dad used to work there, actually.
Oh, really?
He worked there for a little while. I want to remind everybody again, one more time, to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. So much great reporting and work being done on that. Be sure to check it out. I have bookmarked Brittany's article about time for tapping maple syrup. I got to check that out.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Right up your alley there, James, with maple syrup.
I cannot wait to read that. There's so many other great articles there. Sign up for that newsletter. It'll come right to your email box, WFHR.com. Sign right up for it.
Sign right up for it. You can also give us feedback on what you'd like to see in the newsletter. And it's free, and it'll arrive in your inbox at noon on Thursdays.
Our friends at the Alexander House are inviting you to a special opening reception going on tonight. Members of the Focal Point Camera Club of Central Wisconsin meet the artists, enjoy refreshments, explore the exhibits. The exhibit will go now until May 6th with gallery hours Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Find out more and check this out and support our good friends at the Alexander House.
Nice.
The Winter Farmers Market Cafe, Winter Market is still going on over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Wow, that's going to be winding up soon.
Yeah, it's going from 9 to 1 tomorrow. Be sure to check it out while you can, until the summer market kicks in, of course.
Yeah.
Check that out, everybody.
There's an elevator, so you can definitely get to it.
Yeah, yeah. Be sure to check that out. And if you follow their Facebook page, it's a great way to keep up to date on the vendors and the different fun things that they are doing over there. And an eighth grader in Massachusetts named Sarah Wang invented a new device that detects seizures.
Really?
Her grandmother has epilepsy, and Sarah found out similar devices don't work well or cost a lot of money. She created a glove called Handband that's more affordable and just showed it off at the Natural STEM Festival in D.C.
Whoa.
And they named her a National STEM Champion.
Wow.
And now she is getting it patented, and you can keep an eye out on that one, because that one is probably going to be coming up. That is something that they're able to test a little bit faster, so that could get out into the market in the next year or two.
That is so incredible. Awesome. Well done.
Yeah, what an amazing story. And a week full of amazing stories and amazing moments and fun. Thank you so much, everybody out there, for hanging out with us. And Melissa, we appreciate you. Great work this week.
Thanks, James. You too.
Have a great weekend, Mel, and everybody out there. We'll meet you back here on Monday for more Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.